This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Live, Stone Temple Pilots, and Soul Asylum at Jiffy Lube Live. We will give those tickets away at 7:45. So we wanted to get into the Commanders here. It's been a busy week for them. They've been flying all over the place, down to Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels' pro day. Mm-hmm. Yes, 2 days ago. Then they fly to Chapel Hill because Drake May's pro day was
all over the place.
UNC yesterday. So it's been a busy group. We have some interesting audio. This has been tweeted by @WeWantDallas on Twitter. Tweeted it yesterday. This is audio of a Boston radio host. His name is Cerrone Battle, who was at Drake May's pro day because the Patriots pick high as well.
They pick three.
They could be picking Drake May. They could be picking Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
We don't know who the Patriots are going to be picking because the Commanders obviously have the number two pick. So here is some boots on the ground audio from Cerrone Battle, who was up close and personal during Drake May's pro day yesterday in North Carolina.
What did you see today, Cerrone?
Well, I was sitting there. I don't think I was supposed to be where I was, but I was right on the sidelines to his right. And it was a couple 49ers and Jets scouts, whatever, standing right next to me. He made a rollout throw with somebody in his face about 50 yards down the sidelines. And they started singing the OJ song, Money, 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 Money. So I don't know what the fans, whatever, but from what I saw in the responses of some of the other coaches, Dan Quinn saw a throw. He shook his head and started walking like he was leaving. He saw enough. And I mean, they were impressed, and they were telling everybody they were impressed. These are the NFL guys. These aren't the fans or whatever. And I've been to Patriots training camp and all this stuff. I've been down on Drake May. But he did make throws you see in person that were better than anything I saw at training camp last year. And it was oohs and ahs from the NFL people, and there wasn't fans in there. And like I said, Niners, Jets, a couple other teams, Dan Quinn, they were singing OJ's Money, 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 Money. And I don't know if that tells you anything, but I don't think they was down on Drake May as Twitter is. Yes, he did throw the throw into the stands. I was on that side where he threw it. But out of 60 throws, 58 of them were hitting the guys in the hands. Most of the coaches, some of them were standing behind the quarterbacks. The more he threw, about 40, 50 throws in, Elliot Wolf, of all people, crept up behind him and was standing right behind the UNC coaches and all those guys. He was the only one that got a little closer. So if they're giving hints that they're out on him, he definitely looked like he was very interested. But I can clearly tell by the reactions by all the coaches and scouts that were there, and they were shaking their head and grinning. So I think the guys at the top of the draft, he's going to be gone by the time you get the fourth or whatever. But yeah, my honest opinion, the way Elliot Wolf and Mayo was reacting, they're not trading out of that pick.
So my quick takeaway from that is I remember a few years ago during Zach Wilson's pro day, he had some throws that were wowing the scouts and were kind of jaw-dropping type of throws.
Right.
And people were like, oh, my God, look at this arm talent on Zach Wilson.
And then he goes two.
And he flames out.
Yeah.
So just have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But from
the physical tools are there.
The physical tools are there. Yeah. And the fact
and maybe
that
he does have to work on some of the fundamentals like Logan said.
He specifically mentioned that Dan Quinn saw one of the throws and just kind of like
shook his head
and intimated that, okay.
Well, that's all I need to see. He's legit.
I've seen what I need to see on this trip to Carolina. He's a kid that I could probably work with if you selected him at number two.
Right.
Is kind of the vibe that Cerrone Battle was giving off there from his reporting, from being basically being on the sideline during Drake May's pro day. And it kind of dovetails with, if you saw some of the videos, like Dan Quinn is there with his hat turned backwards, and he's kind of looking at Drake May like it's his own kid. Like his own kid just did something amazing. You know, like
right.
Your kid graduates or your kid does whatever in life. You're like, gets their first job. Like you're excited about something your kid is doing. That's the kind of look that he had when he was interacting with Drake May, I guess, after the throwing session at Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
also you have the reports that that Kingsbury was basically hip to hip with the offensive coordinator for UNC
Carolina.
Throughout
right.
throughout the pro
asking
day.
Asking him questions, right.
Yeah. So I mean the Commanders, they're clearly doing a deep dive on Drake May, as they should. They have to decide whether it's him or Jaden Daniels, or I mean, I know JJ McCarthy's name has crept up in the last few days.
Yeah.
As to who's gonna get selected.
I wonder
two.
If their reactions were the same when they saw Daniels and when they saw JJ.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, look, pro days, these guys, we haven't heard any negatives really from any of these guys mm-hmm. on their pro days. They've looked pretty good, all
yeah.
of them. You know, maybe JJ was the best, who knows? But I know Penix looked good yesterday, too.
Yeah, but, and Drab wants to do a victory lap for hyping up
Penix.
No,
he did. He ran a sub 4.6.
I think you guys owe me money.
We do?
I do.
We all owe you
I
money?
I think you guys agreed to give me a dollar each if he ran a 4.5.
Oh, okay. I'll give you a dollar. I don't remember that, but all right. But as far as May is concerned, I mean, you know, Logan made some really good points mm-hmm. when we had him on at 6:20. He said, you know, if I had to draft someone right now at two
yep.
who was going to start week one next year, it would be Daniels or JJ. But he goes, well, but if it's about, you know, a year and a half, 2-3 years down the road, upside-wise, he'd say Drake May.
Right.
So maybe that's the key, or maybe Drake May is accelerating in terms of his fundamentals. We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. Do you think the Commanders know right now, today, when they wake up, which they already have, I'm mm-hmm. sure, do they think they know who they're taking it to?
No.
They're still pondering.
I think they're going to take all of this intel that they're gathering on Daniels and May and McCarthy that they've gotten over the past few days. They're mm-hmm. going to bring it back to Ashburn. And why would they already have
over.
A decision made? Like they still have a month, you know, a little under a month to make their final decision. I don't think any final decision has been reached at this point.
Just wondering. I mean, there's a chance they know. Who
right.
knows? I mean, the Bears probably know.
I think,
but who knows if Washington?
I would assume
Peters
the Bears know who they're going to select at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the odds and all of the betting mm-hmm. angles right now are pointing towards Caleb Williams.
Correct.
So if that's the pick, I would assume they're kind of settled in on who they're going to select.
Well, I haven't really noticed any of the mock drafts, Drabby. Are the mock drafts reacting to pro days yesterday? Based on
I don't know if any mock drafts have come out in the last 12 hours. I could search for you, but
the one I saw yesterday was before the pro days was Pete Prisco, and he had four quarterbacks going in the top four. He had Daniels going to Washington, McCarthy going mm-hmm. to the Pats, and then he had the Vikings trading up to four to get May.
Right.
So he had 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks, which has never happened before.
So kind of dovetailing off of the Drake May pro day, I don't know if we touched on this yet. The Commanders made another wide receiver move yesterday.
Oh, really? I missed that.
A depth move, if I had to guess. This is reported by Tom Pelissero. Olamide Zaccheaus agrees to terms with the Commanders. Now, he's not a household name.
Who was he with last year? Philly?
He was with Philly. He had been with Atlanta the four seasons prior.
Right.
His high in receptions is 40. He had that in 2022. He's a depth guy, and maybe this is a, hey, De'Ami Brown, this guy might be coming for your job type of signing,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. You know, just a guy to add to the rotation. He's not a guy who's going to make a lot of end zone trips. His top scoring output, both 21 and 22, he had 3 touchdowns in each of those years. But, you know, another guy to add to that receiving core, add some competition, add some depth to whoever the number two selection is going to be.
So basically, I think they've got to be number one in the league in terms of free agent signings.
Probably.
They got to be pretty close to the top of the league.
If they're not number one, they're right up there.
Yeah. I think if you includes Zacchaeus from yesterday, I think they've added 19 new guys.
Right.
It might be 20, but it's near 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, right now, if you look at the wide receiver depth chart, you got obviously McLaurin, Dotson, De'Ami Brown. Now you add Zacchaeus in there, Crowder, you know, Mitchell Tinsley still on the roster. So, are they going to draft somebody pretty high? We'll see. Dude, I mean, Cakes would love for them to draft, to move up in the first round, maybe trade some of their future mm-hmm. picks, move up to late first and take another receiver. I think they should get another receiver.
And look, Adam Peters knows what he's doing. He knows this is obviously a deep wideout class. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's just thinking, well, why am I going to part with draft capital and move up? I don't need to do that. I can just wait at 36 or 40 if I see somebody I like there.
Or you got three picks in the third round. Use one of those.
Or I go into the third round. Or he signs guys like cheap guys like Olamide Zacchaeus, and he doesn't feel like he needs to make a big splash in the draft with a wideout. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what direction he's going to go in, because obviously we're focusing most of our attention on what they're going to do at number two.
Right.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, so May had a good pro day. JJ had a good pro day.
It's just funny.
Daniels had a pretty good pro day.
We try to read so much into
pro days.
Pro days, yeah. And what sort of interaction they're having on the sidelines with these guys. I know that in Jaden Daniels' pro day, there was a video of him walking on the field, bouncing a basketball on the turf field, and then he weaves through a bunch of the executives and then mm-hmm. winds up at the end uh-huh. dapping up Adam Peters.
Right.
Who's obviously the GM here.
Right, and people see that and go, oh, he's the guy.
Right.
Peters loves him.
Right, so.
Was Peters at May's pro day or was
Peters
just Quinn?
I believe Peters was there too, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they just hopped on the bird from Louisiana, flew to Carolina, the whole contingent, to see Drake May throw.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, the Commanders have less than a month. Probably, I don't know, 20
draft starts
6 days
April
or something.
April 25th.
You got less than a month to make that decision. It's
yep.
got to be a good one. And whoever you draft, you got to coach them up. You got to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. This could make or break Dan Quinn and the entire staff.
If I had to go with recency bias, the way Dan Quinn was looking at Drake May was, I got to have that.
Yeah.
I got to have that talent. So, but again, that's the most recent thing I've seen. I didn't see any Dan Quinn interaction with Jaden Daniels from his pro day.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see some at UNC.
But he could have had the similar reactions.
Sure,
we don't know.
Sure.
We have
just
no
don't
idea.
Know. I did notice he kept his hat backwards.
He loves that.
The question is, does he do it on game day?
Yeah.
Or does he bow to pressure and become a forward hat guy when the real bullets start flying in September?
Well,
only now, time will tell.
Look, again, we talked about their draft selections, 6 picks in the top 100.
Yep.
They got really good draft capital. But that number 2 pick has to be the one. I'm not saying he's got to be a Hall of Famer. Be nice if he is, but they've got to hit on that number 2 and he's got to be a playoff quality quarterback by year 3.
In your opinion, what are the odds right now, March 29th, that Adam Peters trades out of the number 2 pick?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah, I think it's zero.
It's zero?
Yeah, I think it's zero. I don't think they're trading out.
I don't think it's zero. I think it's low. I think it's probably 5 to 10%.
I don't think it's that high.
I don't think it's zero.
Well, again, we have no idea who they really love. But if they really love Daniels or May, they're not trading out.
Because teams that are not in the range to pick guys like May and Daniels,
mm-hmm.
they're horny to get up there in the top 3 because – at Jaden Daniels' pro day, Antonio Pierce was there, and the Raiders aren't anywhere near the top 3. Like,
right,
they're picking
right.
at 13, I believe.
Right.
So they got to move up 10 spots to get in the
they
spot
gotta give up
that
a
they
lot.
Want. We yeah. know that the Vikings, who have 2 first-round picks, would love to get into the top 4 or 5. There's a lot of buzz. They're going to trade both number 1 picks to move up to 4 to pick whichever quarterback's left of the group of May, Williams, Daniels, McCarthy. So there's a lot of buzz around those top picks.
There's a lot of buzz. I just think that Washington really needs to hit on this guy.
Yeah.
And if New England wasn't right behind them needing a quarterback as well,
right.
as I say it was, you know, another team that was already set a quarterback, I could see it happening maybe. But since they have to draft a quarterback, I don't see Peters trading out a number two.
Yeah.
I don't.
Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by John Feinstein at 7:45. Listen for your chance to win tickets to Live and Stone Temple Pilots here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.